The allocation was made earlier in the past week by the Emergency Relief Coordinator, and the resources of $11 million are from what we call the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund. It's called CERF. This is to help about 268,000 women, men, and children who have been displaced in the past and who are now returning to their home as a way of helping them to settle into where they are going.
I saw the press release and it was indicating that 10 areas would be covered under this emergency response fund.
Yes.
Which are these areas?
The areas that are targeted are Ayod, Uror, Akobo, and Fangak in the Jonglei area, and Koch, Lier in Unity area, and Raja and Wao in western Balgazar, and then Tambura and Nyambio in western Equatoria. The way we are going about this is that since the beginning of the year, we have noticed an increased number of movement of people. People are coming, people are going, and people have actually looked at the areas where we have the greatest increase of people moving, and those areas have been targeted as beginning places where we can start to provide the assistance to help people to settle back into where they are going. One of the things that is important to us, is very vital to us, is that these returns are done in a voluntary, informed, and dignifying way. And the way that we are doing this, we keep the safety of people in the central corner of our response, and we'll continue to put a particular emphasis on protecting women and girls during the process of actually supporting them. So I may also say one thing, that the SERF funding of $11 million is only a small part of the strategy that we are looking at. This is only to basically help people with a basic package, which will be including perhaps some food, a bit of seedling to get their livelihood started, and also a little bit of emergency shelter. So where they can go somewhere, they can start it to really get themselves settled. And we want to do this now because we want to really help those people to get where they want to get and become productive before the raining season starts. But as I say, the bigger part of the engagement should be to also looking into really investing in the communities where people are going, so that investment can benefit both the people who are returning there as well as the community where the people are returning. And that's the biggest part of the strategy that we still need to mobilize funding for, to use that to complement this first intervention that we are doing.
What are some of these other areas of investment that you want to have put in place as the returnees return to their homes?
What will be needed, for example, is that if you look at people's returnees or moving in the country from one place to another, sometimes it's not really easy to really identify exactly where everybody will be going. But if you go to the broad area where we can anticipate people might go, if you start to really invest, let's say, in water and sanitation, right, and you like to also invest in health centers or education facility, then if people go to those areas, they will see in those areas that they can get access to water and to get their children into school, or they can go to a health facilities. That will benefit people who go there, but it will also benefit people who are in those communities. And it will make the intervention a little bit more organic. So you don't have to necessarily start to really count exactly each household, but you just going to invest rather in the hosting community and make sure that that investment then benefits everybody. This is the part of the engagement that we are working on to try and to mobilize resources for in order to do that part of the strategy. But for the now, the $11 million is very much welcome. We are very grateful for the Emergency Relief Coordinator from Aucha, who has basically allowed us to have those $11 million to start this operation in the country at the moment.